Everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be looking at menticide. Menticide. How many know what that means? Menticide. Menticide is a means of destroying a person's mind, literally. So when you're looking at what's going on today, and the events that have occurred in such a short period of time, and what's gone on in the last little while, and how nobody has been listening to anything but the propaganda of a totalitarian system, this is what will engage menticide. Menticide. When you look it up, and you actually look up the term menticide, and if you can actually still be coherent enough in the head and focused enough in the head, you can connect the dots. I find it unusual, not unusual, I guess I shouldn't say unusual, I find it shocking to me how some people, when I talk to, cannot connect any dots. Part of it is no fault of their own. Part of it is because they've been subjected to a program to read things like a syntax, like a computer, line upon line, line upon line, line upon line. Not giving any thought to anything that they're reading, just to follow the sequence. That's it. No thought, no concept, no perspective, nothing. And just about everything in this life does this to us. Whether you go to a church, synagogue, a temple, a mosque, doesn't matter. Whether you believe in a political left wing, right wing, whether you believe in a organization of some kind and their ideology or their philosophy. I remember back in the 90s, we got into this team thing. Everything was all about the team. The team. And how if you wanted to work for a company back then, you had to be part of a team. That was the dumbest thing ever. But this was a concept that they were initiating back in the day. Okay, if you're a factory worker and you're working on the line and you're working as a team, and if a guy on the team doesn't want to work, he's still going to get the same money as the guy who's going to work. So there is no I in team. And the way I used to always look at that ideology is if I'm going to be working as a team, is the team going to pay my bills? Is the team going to pay my car payment, my insurance payments, my gas, my food, whatever? No. I have to pay that. So I always used to look at work as a means to an end, nothing more really. And when we're looking at the concept of a menticide, let me read some of the stuff here on it. Okay, let me read here. Menticide, the undermining or destruction of a person's mind or will, especially by systemic or systematic means, regarded as a characteristic activity of a totalitarian regime. Read that again. The undermining or destruction of a person's mind or will, especially by a systematic means, regarded as a characteristic activity of a totalitarian regime. Let me read the other part of this. All people presently facing an enemy whose method of destruction is without any historical precedent, namely menticide, which is defined as the deliberate and systematic destruction of an individual or group mind. So we've been going, this is what's been happening here in Canada and all throughout the rest of the world. You know, United States, Europe, everywhere. Caribbean. We have in this bullshit, because it's nothing but bullshit, and it's been nothing but bullshit, they have been playing this game of play with the mouse. play with the mice. We're going to give you your, your options, your toys. Oh, numbers went up. We're going to take away your toys again. Look at Australia. I keep going back to Australia. I was listening to Max Egan, and he's pissed. His message lately sounds a lot like mine, and he was speaking very fluent Australian. You know, it's very close to Canadian, I got to tell you. You know, the choice of words he used was pretty much what I sometimes use. And he was being very, very, very disturbed by what he was seeing. And in his message, he was referencing Australia and how Australia needed to get up off their ass and do whatever. But in Australia, apparently, they have broken the group mind. In other words, they've broken the people's will. And they've got them basically drinking the same Kool-Aid. There's nothing but shit and piss in the Kool-Aid, but we want you to drink it. Okay, give me my dose so I can be a team player. Okay. And we got that in Canada. I would never have in a million years thought that Canadians as a whole would be so easily broken, quite honest with you. There's a lot of tough Canadians here, don't get me wrong. Don't think Canadians are a bunch of wimps. They're not. But it amazes me how so many of them were so easily broken by this. Never looked at a damn bit of research, never researched anything else, well, just watched the television. And that's the worst weapon out there. That is the number one most damaging weapon, the most destructive weapon on the planet, is the media. Let me read this further. Menticide differs in theory and practice from the concept, example, brainwashing, in that its ultimate aim is the extirpation, total destruction of a part, like the mind or the whole, of an entire race. Imagine that. Why do you think in Canada, they're calling an election so quickly? Why do you think that is? Why is Mr. Trudeau calling an election so quickly? Because they want to engage in a totalitarian system, which they don't have right yet. But under a totalitarian system, we're going to see a lot of changes, even in your legal rights and standings. That's why they want to go into that direction. That's why they want this election. Now, something happened in Ontario today. Something positive, which was incredible. The premier of the province has told his staff that they all had to be injected or else he'd fire them. Three of them told him, Chuck you Farley. And I hope they go toward forming an independent. And I hope the same thing happens in the Liberal Party. Because you know what will happen here in Ontario? And I'll love it. I will love it. Because what happens when we have a minority government, the premier now will have to kiss the ass of the other parties in order to get what he wants to pass. And if you got independents there that are saying, no, we're not going to go along with this shit, you know what? This will die right where it stands. We need more of the MPs to walk the floor and form a more independent party. That's what we really need. And you can see that this piece of technology, biotechnology, is so safe that they're just running to get their arm, bare their arm to get the injection. Imagine that. Three, I hope 10 more walk off. I hope about 10 more walk off the Liberal Party. Now you got a legitimate opposition. We'll have a legitimate government in Ontario. Not this bullshit we got up in Parliament on Ottawa there. That is such a joke. We have no party. All we got is a bunch of kiss asses up there. That's all they are. You know, opportunist kiss asses. That's it. That's all they are. That's all they'll ever be. And it's interesting because when I was listening to Max Egan, he was saying the same thing about the Australian system. The Australian system, New South Wales, they were going to the MP there. Said, he says, oh, we're not going to let you go out and have a drink out in the pub. You won't be able to take your mask off. You got to have your drink with your mask. And I mean, are you effing kidding me? Someone needs to take a mask and shove it up this guy's arse sideways. Now you're protected. You don't have to worry about me wearing a mask. No more. Idiot. Now, the truck drivers in Australia, the menticide thing ain't working for them too well. They're having a different attitude. Totally different attitude. They're thinking about shutting down the whole bloody area there and maybe surrounding the Parliament building. Looks good on them. I hope they do it. The only thing that I think they need to realize is the people in the area are not the ones they should be punishing. They should be punishing the parliamentarians. Because these assholes seriously need an ass whooping. A bad one. For what they're doing. How they're... I saw something the other day. He was showing something there. And I'll tell you, it had me pissed off for hours. It took me a long time to cool off. I was talking to a buddy of mine. And, I couldn't say anything. Because then the fluent Canadian would have never stopped. I had to go quiet because what I saw just pissed me off to no end. This guy had his young little girl. I don't even think she was 4 years old. And the police, the big badass police in Australia, surrounded this guy, surrounded him, to take his daughter away. You know, one guy with his daughter. Violating this guy's rights. Okay. Anyway, I got to be careful because if I picture that too much in my head, I'll get pissed off again. Anyway, the little girl took off. She ran. Nurse got her, and then a cop came and pepper sprayed this kid to inject. Oh, man, I just lost it. Just lost it. Talk about someone needing an ass whooping. Pepper spray a kid. 4 years old. 4 years old, for fuck's sakes. And just to give her this shit. And I'm going to say this straight out. This election is a sham. This election that's coming up is nothing but a fucking sham. And they're going to do the same thing here in Canada. They're going to start enforcing these same kind of regulations they got down in Australia if we don't smarten up here. And your little... You know what the Australia did? They took 24,000 students, put them in an auditorium to inject them. Three of them died. Now we got 23,997 students that now are... Whether they're functioning or not, I really don't know. Been given a technology that has never been proven to work on any level and has killed all its test subjects. Now it has been injected into a 23,997 people that are still standing. How many of them are going to die off in the next couple weeks? How many of them are going to wind up becoming totally sterile? How many of them are going to wind up becoming magnetized? How many of them are going to wind up, you know, becoming dysfunctional in some form or fashion, maybe brain damage? I shouldn't have brought that girl up today. That was probably a mistake. But anyhow, I just don't know how we have allowed a handful of people to exert this much authority over a massive population. I really do not understand how that even worked. But I get it now with menticide, because they have been for the last year plus, 8 months, whatever, have been continually barraging and badgering people with fear. Now, we know based on the Russian studies, if you keep a person in fear for 2 weeks, they'll never change. And if you keep them traumatized for a month, you will have them for life. 70% of the population, I think, are pretty much finished. That's my thinking. And they have been incrementally inducing and seducing everybody to the mark of the beast. I was explaining to somebody earlier today, the mark of the beast has been here since 1976. I remember when the chip first came out. And they called it the beast. Now, they were going to initiate this back then in the United States, but something intervened. Something stopped it. Now, I would have to think it was the hand of God that stopped it. Wasn't the time. But it just goes to show you how much demonic shit has been on this planet for so long, interfering with our evolution, interfering with our capacity to progress and become something more. We have been directed. You ever think for a minute, just I'm going to go off a little topic here, but you ever think for a minute how we are all robots already? Not because of the technology, not because of nano, not because of programming, but we're all robots. You ever think about that? Think about this for a second. I was thinking about a verse in the Bible. Jesus healed a blind man. And when he healed the blind man, he said, "What do you see?" He says, "I see men walking like trees." Now, I took that to interpret that he was seeing men and women walking like robots, something stiff, something rigid. And then Jesus had to adjust his frequency in his eyes so he could see things the way as they are now. But I thought about that. I thought, well, you know what? There's a lot of truth to that. We are very robotic. We get up in the morning. We go out and we do the same thing pretty much every day. And we've gotten accustomed to routine. Now, if you're accustomed to routine, that pretty well makes you robotic on some level. None of us like change. None of us like to have our routines altered. We get up in the morning, we're used to having our coffee, and we're used to having our Tim Hortons or whatever you have. You know, you're used to driving down a certain way, listening to a certain radio station, listening to certain types of music, or listening to the news, or the stock market, or the Bitcoin market, or the crypto market, whatever. So we're used to, and we do these things every day by routine. That's how the AI knows so much about us, because we're so predictable. So in that routine, I sometimes think, and again, this is my thinking on this based on how I'm reading the scriptural references, that God is trying to break us from these routines, because we're not meant to be robots. We have been conditioned to be robotic since the time we came into this planet. Everything had a routine. Everything had a time to do and a time not to do. You know, when you went to school, when you were a young kid, you went to school, and when you got to first grade, you know, at kindergarten, you read, and they did flashcards, and you had nap time, you had your little cookies and milk, and you went to sleep, got up, played a little bit, and then you did this and that. And then the first grade, you got out, you know, you went in first grade, and you had to learn how to read, and you had to learn how to write, and every hour you did a different topic. Or every half hour you had a different subject, and you're being programmed to be in a routine. They're programming us to be robots. And I really think that sometimes when we're talking about God and His salvation, He is trying to save us from a fate worse than death by helping us break out of these routines or these bonds or these entrapments. That's what I think. That's how I perceive this. So, when we're looking at menticide, Let me continue here. Let me go back over a little bit here. It meant to side differs in the theory and practice from concepts. Example, brainwashing, in that its ultimate aim is the extirpation, total destruction of a part, like the mind or the whole, of an entire race. Whereby brainwashing is primarily used to convert individuals or groups to a cause or belief. No serious scientist today who has any rudimentary understanding of human behavior questions the fact that there now exist techniques which can be utilized to control brain phenomena and in the process eliminate chance behavior, or more succinctly, establish a law which can be stated very simply: he who controls the mind controls the behinds. There's one essential condition in order for the process of menticide to be effective, namely the control of the opposing group's institutions or the power to significantly influence them. In other words, if I'm a believer in God, I believe in Jesus, you know, and I believe in the biblical truth, and I'm a very staunch believer, I'm very rigid, and I want to affect a change in me, then those who are in opposition, like your Masonics and your Zionists and your Jesuits and your Knights of Malta, the Templars, CIA, whatever, you know, the whole gambit, are trying to infiltrate the faith. They will target the church or the institutions or even the TV media and create a whole new dynamic where they will talk about biblical scriptures and references, come up with different interpretations. People keep telling me, you know, they go line beside line and this and that. You can take the Bible or the Quran or the Vedic books or any teachings of Buddha, and you can manipulate them any way you want to create whatever interpretation you want to present in order to screw somebody over. I've been into two cults. I can tell you for a fact that the way they will institute scriptures for those people, because again, you got to remember, they were dealing with Jehovah's, they were dealing with Pentecostals, Baptists. They learned these things well to undermine every faith out there, hands down. And the more rigid they were in their doctrine, the easier they were to take out. Because all you got to do is point out some of the flaws in their doctrine, or in some teaching, whatever, and it would come unglued. You then have created what you wanted to. You have destroyed a part of the mind now, that which now allows you leverage to go in and do whatever. That's how cults work. That's how all cults work. Okay? That's the way they work. And then when one of the cults I was with, they were into this discipleship nonsense where they were going to control even the person you were going to marry by believing they were hearing God's voice to direct that person to whoever. It was insane. Your capacity to have any kind of free will or the ability to think for yourself is gone out the door. And I'm warning you on this because this is a very legitimate science that they can, and I don't give a shit how tough you think you are, you can be had. That's why you really have to be on your game, whatever. And you have to be pretty much sometimes rigid to a point of insufferable in order to shake off whatever, you know. The frequencies that we are constantly being hit with today is off the map. When you're watching television, even with the blue beam and Blu-ray, this is, again, the television is there to program you. Television programming through your eyes. That's why you need to wear yellow lenses or don't watch TV. When we're looking at this thing here, This is what's been going on all across the planet. Menticide. And the destruction of the minds of the people in our respective countries has been phenomenal. I was reading a statistic today that whether or not you believe this is true or not, in Canada, 72% have gotten the first shot, 82% got 82% of people got the shot, 72% got two. 72%. That's a lot of dead people we're going to be mourning. You know, that's going to be a hard pill to swallow for some of us. Especially if you've got friends or relatives that you strongly were trying to tell them, don't do it. Here are the facts. And then they went and did it anyway because they collapsed. They fell apart. That's going to be really horrific here. You know, everybody usually makes friends and we bond. And you have a friend that has been seduced or reduced or has had a form of menticide affect them. This is why people say sometimes after they've gotten the injection, they've changed. Because they have had a part of their mind destroyed. Not necessarily by the injection, which I'm not saying doesn't contribute. But it also because of the constant barraging of the indoctrination. In Canada, we are having an election because they need to push to give the government itself. The government is self-powering itself. Who gave the government of this country that much power? I didn't say it was okay for them to have that much power over us. Nor did I say it was giving them the right to have that much power to delegate and make a decision for me in regard whether or not I want to live or die. It's my decision whether to take an injection or not. If I don't want to take the injection and I happen to die, oh well, c'est la vie. That was my choice. Now the government's going to take that choice away and decide who's going to live and who's going to die. They're going to decide, like in Australia, whether you can go out and have a drink and you got to keep your mask on while you're drinking. I mean, are you kidding? That guy needs to be just beat. Beat down, hung by his short and curlies. I'm telling you. That kind of stupid shouldn't be alive. You know, that kind of stupid should not be alive. Unbelievable. You know. And then in Australia, just like any other part of the Commonwealth, you know, they're covering up how many people are actually dying down there. The Aussies don't have a clue. But if we're having close to 500,000 people a week dying here average from these injections, and Canada's, like I said, one-fifth or one-tenth of the population of the United States, that would mean we're having about 50,000 here in Canada. That would probably be about the same in Australia. I think our population is very close. Last I checked, they were. Anyway, I don't know where they're at today, really. But if they are in the same ballpark, that's a lot of people dying in the land down under. And nobody knows what's going on in New Zealand, really. Nobody knows what's going on in Australia, another part of the two Commonwealth countries. Nobody knows. We're dealing with this menticide technique. I want everybody to really learn this, understand this, you know, because there's actually a couple of videos here. Obsession with safety causes sick minds. Menticide, mass psychosis, how to make a mass population sick by killing their brain. You need to watch these videos. You need to share these videos. Like I said, I wish I had a good cartoonist here. because we could. Actually, the one buddy of mine sent this to me. He said, "There's your cartoonist," and it was Dementicide and Mass Psychosis. The guy is drawing everything while he's talking, which is really cool. And so anyway, it was. I think everybody should watch it, really. Now, in Canada, vaccine mandates are unconstitutional. This is why they're calling the election, so they can wipe these kind of things off the books. We need to stop this from continuing. Because, like I said, if they get their majority power in Parliament, Canada will be Australia. Won't be anything else. It'll be Australia. Australia is FTARD 1, will be FTARD 2. Because that's what's running the show, FTARDs. And Australia happened to be the first one that they tagged. So, you know, I'm saying this not because I got anything against Aussies or, you know, I like Australians, I like New Zealanders, you know. But they have hooped them. They have hooped them. So, anyway, we have vaccine mandates in this country. They're unconstitutional. And there's a whole list there. Now, everyone keeps telling me, when they come through my door, you know, I get a lot of people that said this before, they pat me on the back, "Oh, more people should be like you. Yeah, more people should put up signs." Okay. More people. Wow. More people. What are you exactly? People. Right? You're people. Well, why don't you do the same thing? Now you have something you can put on your door and show people when they walk into your house, walk into your place of business, walk into any establishment, they can read that at the door. Why is it the only thing we're putting on these damn doors is the fact that you have to wear a mask? Why is that the only thing you're putting on the door? So this is what I don't get. If you don't believe in the bullshit, then why don't you put stuff on there that you do believe in? See what I'm saying? You're all caught up on being in a routine. All caught up on men walking like trees. Not even stopping to think that, you know what, you're supporting a system that is working against you. And if you don't believe in it, then okay, you got to put a you got to put a sign on your door. Then put other signs on your door. Things that you actually believe. If you don't believe in this bullshit, why don't you have a sign up there? See, the only way this is going to change for Canadians, especially if most other Canadians do the same thing. We all put signs on the door, on the window. And as, because see, the way it is and what has happened is they did the monkey see, monkey do, because the media isn't going to give you a break on it, are they? YouTube will shoot you down in about 10 seconds. Facebook will take you down in about 8 seconds. And don't think if you go on national television, they're going to give you any kind of fair play. That ain't going to happen. I went through it. I know it. You ain't going to get no fair. You're going to get hooked. If you do go on national television, be prepared to get hooped. Because that's the name of the game. They got to keep that menticide game going, that obsession to break the mind or to destroy the mind. Well, if all of us in Canada started putting signs on our doors, on our windows, on our mailboxes, expressing that these are our rights, why are we playing along with this? I got people walking by here the other day, they're wearing a mask outside. It's like 90 degrees here with this radiation blast that we're getting from the sky. And they're wearing these masks. See, we're getting exposed to a lot of radiation, 6G radiations out there. I actually had something today come my way. Let's see if I can find it. This woman wrote me something here. I'll look for it real quick, see if I can locate it. I should have had it up earlier. But it was about 6G. It was about 6G. Here it is. Let me read this to you. It came out of Fullerton, California. It came from Joey Imbriano. So, let me read it. He said he was present with a 6G, some guy named, some insurance agent was at a test site for kids. He said he was present when 6G was tested on school children in two different schools, causing paralysis until the body was removed from the area, subsequently recovered. This might explain the drop-dead videos from Wuhan. I've been saying that for how long? And according to the interview I got today from a doctor, I forget now his name, he was actually expressing that the corona and all this stuff that they've done was done a long time ago, and this was a program-generated operating system that was being released to kill people. I said that at the very beginning, that this was false, and I said this was a nanotechnology that they were using a bottom-up construct with quantum dots. He was verifying that today, that it was a tech, kind of a tech, this thing wasn't even biological on any level, it was all biotech. They created this. Anyway, this might explain the drop-dead videos from Wuhan. Small-time insurance salesmen don't get invited to top-secret experiments at two separate locations of a 6G beam forming experiments on school children. So if he was there, he was likely involved. Also, he has been claiming that brucellosis is in beef and chicken in the grocery stores, causing bacterial respiratory illnesses, which would be classified as viral and not treated as bacterial pathogen. He claims HVAC systems are spraying contaminants on shoppers. That is true. I've seen that here in Windsor. You go to some of the stores, they no longer have all this shit on there for you to wipe your hands and take a bath in. Now you walk in and you're breathing in this shit that they're putting in through their air conditioning system. 6G is here. Has been here for quite some time. I wouldn't be a bit surprised they're working on 7G. So this is going to get worse. And the assault is going to get worse. And the drop-dead effect may be a direct result of 6G, not 5G. I've been saying forever that 5G has a limited range and limited effect. 6G, on the other hand, will kick your ass butt hard. And I think everybody needs to start getting on that bandwagon instead of sticking around with a paradigm that is we have gone way past it already. Always remember something about these people that are doing stuff. Okay, they are not there to just to get to a certain point and stop. They already know they got the advantage on you. They already know that they can continue pressing the advantage. Why would they stop at 5G? We're sitting here in a routine. And they know you're still doing your routine. They're counting on you to do your routine. That's why they're forcing you to wear these masks and play this silly game, because they know you want to stick to your routine. This is, like I said, we are caught in a robotic effect. And since you're acting more like a robot rather than a person, guess what? We'll continue. Let me see if I can get this to play here. Hold on. Okay, I'll give that a minute. I'm going to let you listen to what Denmark did. And then I'm going to play a couple other things. Today I decided to do it in reverse. Let's see what happens here. And I want to emphasize, Parliament is corrupt to the core. And I'm going to play another video by an interview. And I can't think of the heck who the guy is right off the bat. He's a very popular guy. He's a doctor, whatever. But anyway, you'll recognize his voice. I'm terrible at this stuff today. I'm not functioning like I should, I think. But anyway, let me try something here. I'm going to see if this will work. What's this? This thing does these crazy things all the time at the most inopportune moments. Unbelievable. Okay, let me cut this one. It might help. Okay, let me cut that one. All right, let's see if this will work here. Wait a minute. What am I doing? Give me a second. Bear with me. It's a pretty important message now, this one. Alrighty. Aha! Oh, crap. Let's see. Oh. Is the voice gone? What happened? Give me a second. It like I said, never fails. These things like the buffer or whatever. And where are we at here? Go back right there. Anyway, okay, the interview was with Dr. Martin, and he talked about Trudeau's involvement with this whole fiasco that we got going on. And how they've got mega bucks invested in this drug thing that they've got going on. And again, they're counting on Canadians to stay stuck in a routine, to continue in their little circle, not changing, not reading, not doing anything, and them coming along and feeding you a lot of bullshit. This election is nothing but a distraction that's coming. It's all it is. They don't care. They're not going to care in regarding to the system that's going on right now. Like I said, they just know that you're just going to continue in the routine of things. And as long as everyone's still stuck and focused on their routine, they're going to continue doing what they do. Okay? They're going to continue playing the game they want to play. And as a result, they will be able to engage whatever they want to engage. And people will just disregard what they're doing. We can no longer disregard the political framework that we have in any country. Okay, we can no longer in any way, shape, or form have that effect. Not today. Because like I said, we cannot put any trust in these politicians. None of them deserve our trust.
In the morning paper, where these false positive cases
no,
the
got
one, no such thing.
The government of
you
Canada
are being
has
lied
not told
to.
The citizens of
oh.
Canada.
The second driver of fear is the brutal silencing of the truth from the three sources you would normally rely upon to form your own independent judgment: politicians, the media, and physicians. No such thing.
Okay, I'm going back
people
a little bit here.
Creates over 95% false positives in perfectly well people and drives the graphs in the morning paper where these false positives are called cases. There are no such thing. You are being lied to. The second driver of fear is the brutal silencing of the truth from the three sources you would normally rely upon to form your own independent judgment: politicians, the media, and physicians. Particularly MDs, who by their cowardly silence have decided to put income ahead of ethics. The ethics we physicians are supposed to hold dear. First, do no harm and informed consent. Fear in turn became the excuse for politicians and unelected bureaucrats to enforce the ludicrous, totally arbitrary mandates that have no consensus for effectiveness in the medical literature. None. I'm talking here about masks, social distancing, travel bans, and lockdowns. They couldn't work, haven't worked, and will not work. So my third message is simply this. Read my lips. Nothing works except effective prophylaxis with vitamin D and early treatment with Dr. McCullough's protocol. It's just politics playing medicine, and that's a very dangerous game. They dress themselves in the flag, demanding that only they can protect you from all of life's risks. It can't be done. I can tell you with categorical certainty as a pathologist, death happens. Life is risky. Get used to it, just like you did with the past flu epidemics and every day when you drive your car. Governments must get used to the fact that modern medicine is totally impotent at controlling the spread of respiratory viruses. We must simply accommodate to them in ways we have done most effectively in past flu epidemics with liberal doses of the cheapest, most effective medicine there is. Common sense. Flip-flop Fauci created COVID-19 when his gain-of-function research escaped from the lab in Wuhan. You shouldn't be forced to put your life and your child's life on the line by getting vaxxed just to solve the problem he created. That is government tyranny and indescribably offensive. So for God's sake, don't let them scare you into getting vaxxed. Tell them to stop the shot. Thank you.
Well, that was one. Let me see if I can get to the other one now. They all seem to bugger up at the worst time. It never fails. So where is it here? Okay, let me try. Where are we at? Okay, let me go back here a little bit. This is Dr. Martin. There was an interview with Vaccine Canada. So we listened to it yesterday, and he had some choice words. So let's see if I can get this to play.
But the notion that there is something called an acceptable death rate is something I find morally repugnant. But I find more interesting than that, Canada's role in this, which has achieved almost no fundamental coverage in any media or even in the counterculture media. And most Canadians don't realize that Canada itself, and not just Canada, but specifically the University of British Columbia, beginning in 2005, realized that if it was going to be relevant in the biotech space, it had to be the country and it had to be the research hotbed for establishing the delivery mechanism whereby mRNA vaccines could be developed. The University of British Columbia, working in partnership with Inex Pharmaceuticals in 2005, developed the lipid nanoparticle technology that ultimately became the basis of the formation of a company in British Columbia called Techmira Pharmaceuticals. In 2009, Techmira had a very interesting set of challenges, and this was commensurate with the 2008 declaration by the World Health Organization that the coronavirus was in fact eradicated as a condition associated with SARS. And because of the lack of funding in 2008, both Canada and the United States struggled with the fact that they had developed a technology that was supposed to be for a vaccination of coronavirus and for a number of other viral models. But the problem was they ran out of funding, and so there was a series of reorganizations, and in those reorganizations, two companies were formed, Arbutus Pharmaceuticals and Acuitas Pharmaceuticals. Acuitas is the one that, unfortunately, the government of Canada has not told the citizens of Canada is the reason why both Moderna and Pfizer have the ability to deliver the current bioweapons program. And I think most people would be shocked to find out that when you have the Prime Minister of Canada getting up in front of a camera in the spring of 2020 telling the world that the only way forward is to allegedly return to a new normal when there is a vaccine. What Trudeau did not tell the public was that he had a financial stake in the outcome of that being the selected pathway forward. What he didn't tell the Canadian public was that Canada's blight on the moral record of what has been historically an amazingly wonderful set of innovations coming out of the Canadian research institutions and research laboratories, in fact, created the mechanism whereby you could take mRNA and inject it into a population and try to stabilize that injection. The lipid nanoparticle technology that was developed and ultimately passed to Arbutus was the subject of a licensing agreement that was made with Acuitas Pharmaceuticals in British Columbia, a private company who conveniently had very little reporting requirements. And Acuitas misappropriated the lipid nanoparticle technology and ultimately made it available to both BioNTech and Moderna. It is absolutely critical for us to understand that without the Canadian contribution of the lipid nanoparticle technology from British Columbia, we would have no meaningful response in the form of what's being called a vaccination, and we would not have a bioweapons program. That's a pretty important statement to make to an audience largely of Canadians. And it would be very interesting to find out why it is that Trudeau has not admitted to the public and has been unwilling to actually put into the public record the what we know to be at least billions of dollars of concessions. And it could be, I mean, if we look at just Pfizer-BioNTech's own situation, we know that in the case of Pfizer-BioNTech, that last quarter alone, somewhere between $8 and $9 billion came in the form of the revenue off of all of the interventions that are being sold off as coronavirus vaccines. In the last quarter alone, this would place this tiny little British Columbia company, which in 2009, people, was functionally owned by one person. I mean, we need to kind of bear that in mind. One person actually owned this company, Thomas Madden, who's the CEO of Acuitas. In 2009, he was largely the sole owner of it. He actually appropriated the technology in a labor dispute, which functionally was a trade secret argument around this. And when we actually look at what happened in 2016, and this is a very important point, people, in 2016, somebody in Canada knew that there was something going to happen with this particular vaccine platform, because in 2016, Arbutus Pharmaceuticals and Acuitas Pharmaceuticals got into litigation on whether or not the license for the lipid nanoparticle technology that Acuitas had from Arbutus was in fact capable of being extended to other pathogens. And in 2016, there was a significant amount of litigation, and the license that Acuitas had to use lipid nanoparticle technology developed by Techmira, developed by Arbutus, the license was actually terminated in 2016. That coincides with the weaponization of SARS-CoV-2. Now, do we have, at this moment in time, the written record of the evidence of what we know was knowable? The answer to that is no. There is no public information that currently exists that has been made in any format that any of us can access. There's no public information to tell us what precisely transpired in 2016, which allowed this particular dispute to erupt between these two Canadian firms, all based in the history of Techmira.
Okay, you get the point. We got a corrupt crook in power that wants to solidify his power base politically, who had major involvement in the sabotaging of Canadians so that he and the rest could profit from the sabotage. didn't come right out and say his financial involvement with this situation. Isn't this not a conflict of interest? Shouldn't something like the Mounties be looking in on this? I mean, he had this problem with many different things in his career. The Lavalin Project in Quebec, he had one of his MPs walk out on him, and his consul became an independent. He screwed the oil industry here in this country. He has taken a gift from an inheritance, so to speak. Now you got to kind of wonder, who gave him the inheritance? Was it Bill Gates or was it Fauci? Who knows? Point is, do we really want to have our parliamentary system hooped by this kind of mentality? If they have been incredibly deceptive with the information and have been manipulating through a form of menticide, because most Canadians right now, they're pretty well shot. I don't even know if a lot of them can recover, because to get over the fact that your government has tried to kill you, has manipulated you, has deceived you in such a way where they have destroyed a good part of your mind, I wonder if in all reality, if...
But somewhere in 2016, somebody knew that there was...
This popped up again. The fact that they've done this, I wonder, even if you had all the facts, if these people would still defend this despotic leader that we have. Makes you wonder. See if I can get this to play. Oh, no, that's still, she's still looking at me with her mouth open. Okay, let me see if I can, okay, let me drop this. Let me drop. What is this one? Oh. The AI. Everyone, you know, the biggest problem that's been going on with all of this is that we have been using a computer model. No real research, no hands-on anything, nothing. Zero, nada, nothing. And what we've been allowing, what has been allowed to happen, is we have allowed a machine to forecast and predict or to analyze data that everything's been based on. But the problem with the machine is this. It's only good as its input. If it doesn't have the capacity to have all the facts, you can't get an accurate answer. Now, crime-fighting AI put a guy in jail for a year with little evidence. I'm reading this, I'm thinking, how effing lazy are we becoming to become so reliant on an artificial intelligence to form and postulate the solution or the answer without any checking up? To assume a machine cannot make an error is incredibly stupid. Errors are made with these things all the time. Even when you're talking about the most sophisticated AI, it teaches itself by the errors that it makes. But the AIs of these systems that they're using today, they're not the high-end, super military, materialistic AI that, you know, I've been talking about. And to allow a machine to have the full-on autonomy to dictate a person's civil liberties... Why did the police get... I know somebody... Okay, yeah, I was listening to Max Egan, going back to him. He made a comment about the police in Australia had the IQ of 102. That ain't very high. You know, just enough to follow orders, not question anything. That's another thing that makes me wonder. Doesn't make you wonder, how do these policemen live with themselves? How do they live with themselves? How do they deal with it? I mean, how much alcohol are they consuming? How much drugs are they taking, trying to shut down their soul so they don't have to feel or hear anything they're doing in regarding to offending their own people? The only crime anybody's committing in Canada in regard to this is the fact that they have chosen not to capitulate or accept this choice. And as a result, they can be like that fellow in Australia. I'm not going to go into that. That just gets me this whole different ditter there. I had two kids, and I guess I put myself in that man's position. You know, I had a little girl and I had a little boy. And now they're grown now. They're all grown. But, you know, I think back at that point in time, if somebody had done that to my little girl, oh, good golly, Miss Molly, someone would have been wearing my boot in their arse sideways. That's for damn sure. There would have been a fight. And I wouldn't give a shit how many there were. They would have had to put a bullet in me to put me down to see that kind of thing. It's just the way that's just the way I'm wired. Now, maybe that ain't that way today. I don't know. But, you know, they subdued the guy. You know, and how is it they always get these people isolated? And they always bring them by themselves. This is such bullshit. You know, and there's nothing to oversee this. There's no committee. There's nothing to oversee the behavior of these police officers who are conducting this kind of thing. So anyway, like I said, I'm not going to get into too much because it'll just get me more pissed and then the Canadian will flow. But anyway, you know, you got to wonder sometimes how any of these people, maybe they're not people, maybe they are aliens, who knows, you know. And if they're aliens, then my thinking is that it's fair game, you know, it's fair game. If they're people, then maybe they should start acting like people. The bottom line is with police officers, any form of law enforcement, any form of military, those institutions are here to protect the general population, not to enforce a mandate or enforce a... And a mandate is not a law. So how can the police officer enforce something that's not even legally a law? You know, the concept of that is just, it's just staggering to me. That we have this, like I said, IQ of 102. I'd like to think the Canadian officers are a little bit smarter, but who knows? Who knows? You know, this needs to really, really come to an end here. And like I said, nobody should be voting. Look, I'm not a liberal, and I'm not a conservative, and I'm sure as hell not an NDP, and I'm not a Parti Québécois, and as far as voting for a party. Okay, I am Canadian. And I don't believe that we should vote for any of these bastards. What did they what did they do for us other than destroy the country? So that they could get rich? So they could line their pockets? Our economy is in a complete disarray in this country. And this thing with the passport that they're propagating in a lot of these other countries and other places. If we are seeing what we're seeing going on in Australia, the rest of the Commonwealth is in danger of going into that same dark place that they're in. We don't need a totalitarian system to further create a major menticide in Canada. We already got enough brain damaged people in this country. We don't need any more. And we don't need a political structure to further continue putting these people, and anybody in this country for that matter, in a position where we're believing bullshit. And we're talking the bullshit. The inversion of it all. I mean, this is like, this is reset 101 again. And again, in order to get, now you can see what happened during the Second World War. How they were able to line up all the POWs into the chambers and kill them. Because they had conditioned them forever that they were spraying stuff on their skins to disengage any kind of bug or parasite or mite that they might have had in the skin. And now, the one day they went in there, they just took them out. This is the same thing. The boogeyman, we got to get you injected, the boogeyman, you got to get you injected, the boogeyman, the injection, boogeyman, oh, and next thing you know, oh yeah, boogeyman, inject, yes, give me, I need my shot, I need my mask, I need, oh. Like I said, 16% immune system. 16%. I'm going to try one more time to see if I can get this one to work. This one came out of Denmark. She gets into this discussion about what Denmark is not going to do. And what Denmark is not going to do is going to, it's abolishing all corona measures. But that's what the Dina Henshaw said in Calgary, and it got postponed, and now they're saying because the numbers are going up, Well, maybe I got Maxie in here, see if I can get this going. Nope, it's going to start over again. Now, he was speaking pretty fluent Australian, and I got to tell you,
it doesn't matter if you get 80% people vaccinated and they get everything down to zero. The Delta variant is going to be here for ages, so we're just never ever going to release any restrictions.
So long as Delta has presence in the world, even if we had zero cases and we were at 80% double dose, you would still have to respect some rules that exist around vaccinations, around social distancing, around mask wearing.
That's the thing, folks. That's what this has always been about. This is what we said from the beginning. That's what it's always been about, folks. The pandemic is a cover story. The pandemic is there so that you'll get the vaccine. The vaccine is there so that you'll get the vaccine passport. The vaccine passport is there so that you'll get the social credit score. The social credit score is there so you'll obey the government. And then the government can control every single thing that you do when you don't do what you're told. And none of this is lawful. Nothing that the government is doing is lawful. None of these guidelines they're rolling out are lawful, and it's time to stop complying, folks. Stop complying with your own slavery, because this is going to continue for as long as people remain obedient and continue to abide by these dictates.
If there's one thing that has unfortunately happened during this pandemic, it is a complete lack of parliamentary accountability. We have not had accountability for the decisions that governments have made. Almost all the decisions that have been made under public health orders have not gone through this place. There has not been legislation. There has not been a committee. There has not been disallowable instruments. So all the businesses that have been shut down, all the restrictions that have been put on people's freedoms have happened without even a scintilla of parliamentary accountability.
There's been a call for truck drivers to blockade the borders here, Queensland and New South Wales as well. And I think it's a great idea, folks. They should be blockading all borders around this country. They're trying to shut us down, so let's shut it down ourselves.
Alright, everyone, this is a serious video. This is just a quick one, man. This bitch thinking that we're going to get vaccinated to go in and out of Queensland has got to be kidding. Enough's enough. All of us need to stop. Don't go out and get the vaccine like a fucking moron. It's untested. Nobody knows the long-term results. We drive trucks, sit for a long period of time, so there's a huge chance we're going to develop clots. We don't need to get this shit. We test it every day. At the end of the day, man, enough's enough. Fuck her. Block the highway, man. Park her up. See how good Queensland goes with no freight going in and out. And if anybody tries to run the blockade, fucking God help them. Enough's enough. This bitch has finally gone too far.
They're saying now that essential workers need a vaccine to cross the New South Wales-Queensland border. In other words, if you're a truck driver or anybody, just to cross the border, you need a vaccine, folks. You need a vaccine passport.
Is any essential worker coming into New South coming into Queensland from New South Wales must have at least one dose of the vaccine. Didn't say which one, or unless I missed that part. But, so what? Does that mean transport as well, truck drivers? Because obviously I'm fucking truck driver. You slag. I ain't getting your fucking vaccine, bitch. Come and give it to me personally if you want me to take it. See how that goes for you. But, what? So, what, you're going to fucking haul every motherfucker up at the border? Like, what do you think's going to happen? I'd like to think there's so many like me in the transport game that will just park up. Just fuck you. Because my boss knows where I stand on it, and he knows I'm not taking this fucking vaccine. I don't know if he's reluctant to send me into the south, actually, because he knows I might have dramas getting back through, but... And everyone's going about, oh, no one's fucking forcing you to take it, so what are you worried about? Proof, dumb fucks. They're going to force it, they're going to mandate it, whether you like it or not. And it is just stated just now. And it's not just the essential workers that are allowed in, like the essentials will be allowed into Queensland for essential services, but they have to have that dose of fucking poison. What, do you think the fucking every other man, his dog, isn't going to be forced? Oh, it's coming, Jack. Just be patient. It's coming. So, I don't know how long before fucking Australia will just come to a halt if they're pushing this shit on the border, and if trucks are considered essential, everyone's considered essential in my books, except for the government. They can get fucked. They're not essential. They're just a waste of fucking oxygen, time and money. So, yeah, how long before, we just got miles and miles of trucks just fucking parked up on the highways and just turn around and go home. I don't know, but anyway, I'll be one of them because I ain't taking your fucking poison, bitch, so you can shove it up your vajay, your sandy vajay, and fuck right off. That's my rant.
I gotta say, they have some unique terminology in their language. You know, it's very close to Canadian. Some variations. And truck drivers have their own language. I know, I used to be one, so I can tell you for a fact that you get one of them round up, they could literally shatter glass with their language. But that will come to Canada if we allow this shit to continue going on. This is nothing but shit. It's all it's ever been. It's been a lie. You just heard Dr. Martin talk. They've had this shit going on for 20 fucking years, developing this weapon so that so they could bring it into fruition at a certain point in time. And our prime minister and the parliament are in cahoots with this so they can make their little fucking money. So we need to really start waking up on this. And we need to develop as well in this country regulations to regulate these politicians so they can never do this again. They are going to push for a totalitarian system. I started the show with menticide because I want everybody, I've been wanting to, like I said, promote the menticide perspective because I wanted you to hear it all the time. Menticide, menticide, menticide. Because I wanted you to understand what that is, what we're doing, what's been going on in Canada, as well as America, as well as Europe, as well as Africa, South Africa, the whole frickin' Commonwealth has been under this bullshit. And we need to, like I said, be aware that this is what they're doing. Okay, I'm going to play one more little part here. Hopefully I can get it going. Let me see here. Oh, that's the truck driver. Okay, let me see if I can get this going here. I think this is the New South Wales. These people are a trip, I gotta tell you.
I was a bit more concerned, about some of the commentary around the comments yesterday. 80% double dose means we can be freer than what we are today, no doubt about it. But does it mean we forget QR codes? Absolutely not. does it mean particular events will require double dose vaccination? No. So we are working on a plan now as to what life will look like at 80%, and it does depend on the case numbers at the time as well. It doesn't mean that we'll be living the way we are now. We'll be living life a bit freer, but the level of freedom will depend on the case numbers at the time. In some countries, which is not the strategy of the National Cabinet or the New South Wales government, in some countries, once they get to a particular rate of vaccination, they don't care. They just say you have complete freedom, don't check in, don't do anything else, and then they see thousands of people with the virus. We're not about that. We're about making sure that when we hit those vaccination targets, we're considering the safety of our citizens, we're considering what restrictions still need to be in place to protect people who aren't vaccinated. But will life be much freer at 80% double dose than what it is today? Absolutely. But we don't know exactly what that looks like. And
the reason why I'm laughing, because when they put this together, someone had a government bullshit meter, and it was bending the needle. Because when you're listening to this, again, typical political bullshit, while she was saying it, the case studies were up like 75-80%. Australians are never going to be free. Ever. They got them so pounded down with this bullcrap, it's unbelievable. And we're going the same way. We're going the exact same way. I figured if this continues going, by this time next year, they're going to pass a passport pile of rubbish here in Canada where, in order to open up a freaking business, you're going to have a freaking passport indicating that you've been injected. Israel's just now got a third vaccine going on, and the numbers jumped up about 70% casualty. I mean, how is it we're not seeing a correlation? Give a shot, numbers go up. Nobody's getting a shot, nobody's spreading anything. Like I said, this is menticide. It's everything. They got people believing in a boogeyman that never existed. I've been saying that for how long? I never bought into this bullshit from day one. So when we're looking at this aspect that we have going on, you know, this is our country in Canada. You know, this is our country. This is not their country. It's our country. It belongs to every Canadian on this country. The Parliament is not, I don't consider Parliament Canada anymore because they're not there for us. They're not there for you. They're there so that Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Sputnik, AstraZeneca can line their pockets. So they can continue putting out this poison and again, if they keep on promoting this poison all the time, it will become a norm. Every month you go in and get popped by a needle if you're still alive. It's such bullshit. All of it. And like I said, you know, this is why I kept, you know, put a sign on the door, menticide. I'm going to put one on my door, I think. You know, menticide, you know, where a government basically gives you so much bullshit, you actually start believing it and spreading the same thing they're talking. You're not programmed. Now you've lost your mind. They've killed it. Unreal. Unreal. Anyway, sorry about the glitches I had in tonight's show. I didn't expect these things, and then I wanted to have these things out there because, again, we have an election coming in this country in about a month, and we really need to realize that once that election is over, we are going to be shut down. They're going to shut us down to next March, April, May, whenever they decide to open it up. And between now and December, I'm saying this, I think between the fall and winter, we're going to see 30% of the 70% that has gotten the injections probably drop. And then they're going to blame the uninjected. Oh, those people that didn't vaccinate, this is why they died because of blah, blah, blah. This is all bullshit and it's a lie. It's a fucking lie. All of this has been a lie. They have been lying to us because these guys want to make their fucking money on a lie. And then they'll hide behind this. It's what they're good at. You know, shine a light on them, they'll run from it. We cannot allow this type of corruption to continue running Canada. We won't have a country. We won't have anybody living in the country because everybody will be dead sooner or later. So anyway, I'm going to wind it down with that, I think. I did want to say one thing. People are always saying, you know, how come nothing ever happens to you? Now, things always happen to people that speak the truth. I got an eviction. They evicted me with no warning, no nothing. I got a 30-day eviction now. I got to be out of here by the 20th of September, just in time for the election. For no reason whatsoever. So I'm looking now to relocate my location here, either in Windsor or somewhere. So I'll get, you can come here. I'll probably get that too. But anyway, so just to let you know that up the way, there may be some delays in some of the shows, depending on how quick I can find someplace and relocate and go from there. So if there are delays, don't worry about it. I'm not dead at least I won't think I'll be dead. If I'm dead, I'll be the first to know. But that could happen. So right now I got to see about different things that could be going on here, so that I can see what's up and down. Alrighty, as I say at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels. I always direct everybody to the Gospels. If we're going to bow down to a king, if we're going to bow down to the king, then that's the only king we should be bowing down to, as far as I'm concerned. This is why I tell you to read the Gospels, so you can learn about your king, the real king, not this shit on this planet, the real king. So, read the Gospels, understand who Jesus is, was, and is to come. You read the book of Revelations, read the book of Acts, read the letters. Get acquainted with the Gospels. I cannot emphasize that enough. I always say this, whether you believe or not, that's not the point. The point is, this is the game book, this is the schedule, this is the format they're following. And until you read the format that we're following, you're never going to know what's going on. So I encourage you to go and read, like I said, read the Gospels. Get to know what's really happening. That's my take on things. I've got a lot of people on the site as well who are out there, you know, promoting health information data. So I would encourage all of you to, you know, check them out. Check all the people out. There's a lot there, you know. And support them financially if you can. If you can't support them financially, do not worry about it. Instead, share the information. Share everybody's information. If you're listening to whoever you're listening to and you really like what they're blessing you in some form or fashion, then share their data and support them any way you can. That's probably the best information I can give anybody. Alrighty, and I always say on these shows as well that we're still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.